Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ash, I have a fun fact for you.
A fun fact. We haven't done a fun fact
in a
while.
Do you remember how I used to literally start every episode with a fun fact?
It was always a fun fact. What happened to that?
Corona.
The Rona.
Did you know that just like the earth has earthquakes, the moon has
moonquakes?
Moonquakes? For real.
Really?
Science.
Interesting.
Less common and less intense than the shakes that happen here. Moonquakes are believed to occur to tidal stresses connected to the distance between the earth and the moon.
Weird. I mean, that makes sense. It makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah. Like if you can go and walk on the moon and jump and hop on the moon, then you can, it's like a thing up in the air. So of course it also has earthquakes.
What?
Like earth does. Because you can
this train?
Walk and hop on the earth as well.
If your kids need a science tutor.
I know it's been rough this year, but I volunteer as tribute. So. And I will get your kids through college.
Science.
Science. I'm dead. That was funny, Ash.
Thank you. I'm a funny person.
Ash, that was funny.
Do you notice how I do that? Like when you say something funny, I'll be like, Ash, that was funny.
Taryn's like the most supportive friend, but in those instances, I don't think she realizes how how it's kind of not supportive because it's like, oh, what? That was funny, Ashley. And I'm like, what? So I'm not funny all the time?
No, but it's when I'm like impressed.
I know. But you'll go out of your way to tell me, and I'm like, that means I'm funny sorry. All the other
rest
of the time.
I'll just laugh extra loud to like gas you up in that.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Look, we just learned something new.
Problem solved. Growth.
Friendship.
Friendship?
Friendship.
I gave her a high five with my can.
Thanks.
Guys,
we're on this.
First of all, welcome to Unsolicited Advice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Ashley.
Hi.
That's Taryn.
Hello.
This is an advice podcast where you guys send in your personal life stories and we advise you on what we would do with those if we were in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5 o'clock p.m.
Yeah.
On a Friday night.
Yes.
Which doesn't that just sum up where we're all at right now?
Honestly, yes. We had all these plans.
I feel
to like
Friday night is the classic date night.
Oh,
and
is
here
this date night?
Isn't Friday date night?
Sure. I mean,
totally
are
is.
Any nights date nights now?
I mean, some of us are still trying, you know?
Girl.
Fridays are classic date
it,
nights,
girl.
But here we are.
Yep.
Y'all are our dates.
You are our dates. We
all
had
our
plans
dates.
To record early this morning. And then I love days where like both of us are like, nah, we got other stuff
we're
to do.
Always,
like, it was same page
not
for sure.
Always, but 95% of the time, I feel like we're always on the same page.
I agree.
I woke up feeling like, not great. And then Taryn FaceTimed me and was like, hey, are we doing this right away or can we do it later? I was like, let's do it later. And I was like, you know what? You need to go hop on your bike, pedal it out.
Yeah.
Hydrate, eat well. Get your email in order because Lord knows my email was not in order.
Hot mess.
I did all that today, folded some laundry, finished editing a video. Can't stop me.
I'm
and now here
you.
We are recording.
I'm
this
proud
is the
of
last
you.
To-do thing on my list. And
yeah.
We're on top of it.
Amazing. I'm pumped for today's and I'm excited just to be here recording and talking with you all because if you're listening to this, you're part of the UA fam. So welcome.
Welcome.
Do you want to start with your tearing it up?
I would love to. But first of all, I want to say our Enneagram episode is coming.
Yes.
It's coming up. So this is your last chance.
Everyone's like,
we
you've
have
been
warned.
Saying that for months.
We have forewarned and we have continued to warn you guys that it was coming. It is on its way. So this is your last chance. If you have dug into the Enneagram like we've asked you guys to and found it interesting and have a story pertaining to it or just want to know more about your number and like what to do in life as a like whatever your number is.
Yeah.
Write us in, please. It would be so much fun. And we're very excited for it. So that being said, also, one more housekeeping thing. This is for our dedicated family, our UA fam. We are talking to you guys. You guys blew Taryn and I away.
Yes.
With how much you supported us in our first ever merchandise experience.
Mm-hmm.
You guys mate, were mate?
Mate?
Mate? You guys might remember we launched our very first ever merchandise. Taryn and I have never done merch, even individually, like never before.
Yeah.
We launched it in November and it was unreal. You guys were amazing. We absolutely loved the full experience. You know, we're in the talks of possibly doing it again.
Yes.
There was a little bit of a mishap, which has all good things come with stuff like this when you're learning for the first time. And a lot of you guys weren't able to purchase the merchandise because it wasn't international. Mm-hmm. That was an intentional thing because low key, Taryn and I didn't think that anyone would care as much as you guys did.
Yeah.
So we had it only for US and then we ended up expanding it to Europe because of how many of you guys wrote in from Europe saying that you wanted to purchase it. So Taryn and I are going to do a little bit of a test.
Yes.
We just want to see how many of you guys, how many of you listeners are international listeners, not based in Europe. We're going to have a poll on our Instagram story. So if you're listening to this now, stop what you're doing. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us at Unsolicited Advice Pod.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll like, confirm now, while now you
I'm
keep
now I'm panicking. Yeah. Know. Follow us on Instagram at Unsolicited Advice Pod. Go to our story section and click your answer. If that is you, I want you to let us know because we need to confirm that there are enough of you guys out there to do this international. And
yeah.
Taryn and I, all we want is for all of you guys to be able to do this. So please do this for us so that we can do this for you. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
Love that. So stop what you're doing. Go to our Instagram. Take the poll. Then come back because we'll miss you.
Yeah. Unless you're driving. Wait till you get home, you nut.
Don't pull and drive.
Don't pull and drive.
Anyways, Taryn, do you want to explain what a Taryn It Up is?
Yes. Taryn It Up is a organic segment that morphed into basically the moments in life that have you saying, what the crap just happened?
WTF.
Anything that you were like, this is embarrassing. This was crazy.
What the
this
fork?
This is our space that we share it.
We love funny stories and you guys have a lot of them. So thank God for that. This one is titled A Wave Between the Legs.
Oh, it's a pee-pee one.
And let's go ahead and get into it. Hello, Taryn and Ash. She called me Ash.
You guys are
picking up close. On the Ash thing. Just warms my heart. Okay. My name is Laura and I absolutely love your podcast. I've been here since day one and the dad jokes are my absolute favorite. Today, I have a Taryn It Up for you too. This story happened last summer on a camping vacation with my family.
Okay.
We were camping on Island. I'm going for it. Var.
Okay.
It's H-V-A-R in Croatia.
Sure.
I'm going to just Var.
Yeah, sure. Just Var.
She continues. And each year there's a day when huge waves come onto our place. During this time, it is quite dangerous to swim, but we always do it anyways.
Oof.
One time I went into the water and was enjoying myself until ... a wave kicked me to the floor, rotated me like a washing machine, and finally let me go. I lay on the ground for a second, wondering whether up is down, down is up. I'm all confused. My eyes are kept shut. I try to stand up and kick into something. That makes it even more confusing about the space around me. I finally open my eyes, look up and see ... someone's crotch.
What?
I look to my right and see a leg. Then a voice from the upward side says, excuse me, would you mind moving? And it is then that I realized the wave had thrown me right in between the legs of an older man.
Oh my God.
So the guy's just standing there and she just like right in between his legs.
Honey.
Oh, it's It's so good. She writes, I was so embarrassed. I even knocked him in the balls with my head as I was frantically trying to get out of his way. I ran out of the water and past my father, who was laughing at me hysterically. Now, I am over that accident, but reliving it while I'm writing this just made me laugh. I hope you two laughed too. And please excuse me for any grammar mistakes. English is not my first language since I am from Slovenia.
I feel like you nailed
it. Hope you enjoyed my story. Love, Laura.
Oh.
She put Laura, L-A-R-A. Do you think it's Laura?
Laura.
Maybe I said it wrong this whole time.
I don't know.
Either way. Either way.
Great story.
Grammar was great.
Also, like, that guy sounds kind of like a turd. Like, she's on the floor struggling for life, and you're going to say, can you move?
I know. Like, I was like,
take a step back,
bro. I was like, did you not witness everything that she just did? Move. You move. All he has to do is step to the side.
Take a step. She has and to like crawl
also,
out.
Also, possible creep, because if you're standing there and a young girl literally gets thrown in between your legs, do you continue to stand there and then tell her, once she's composed, tell her to move?
No, you help her up or you move out of the way.
Yeah, you move out of the way so it's not a compromising position. Right?
He sounds like a turd. Creeper. You handled yourself like a gem. Also, I have been thrown by a wave before, and it is very disorienting.
Mm-hmm. Disorienting.
I struggled on that word.
Washing machine like, was a great way to explain it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know which way to swim. Mm-hmm. Do I brace for like coral?
Especially deeper if there's no like sand and you can't feel anything. Yeah. You don't know which way to swim. Nah. Scary. So scary.
It's game over.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, shall I get into mine?
Sure.
Okay, this one is called My Boss Tried to Screw Me Over During a Pandemic.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't they always?
Don't they always?
Just kidding.
All right. Hey, Taryn and Ashley. Hey. I have been a listener from the beginning, and you two make doing mundane tasks like doing laundry and cleaning fun. This podcast is the only reason why I look forward to Mondays.
House chores are one of the honored best times to listen to a podcast. You get so productive.
See, my prime time is driving. Yes. But I commute a lot. So that's my like prime time. But Ash, like without fail, when she's cleaning, she has her headphones on and a very like serious expression because you're like deep in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She said, I also am an Enneagram 6.
Hello.
Do you want to give a... like a 10 second recap. I would
love to. Hold on. Yes, if you haven't learned much about the Enneagram number 6, sixes are called the loyalists. They are the most devoted. They are the most protective. Mm-hmm. And they are very hard to get on your side. So they will judge you from right to left, up and down, until they fully trust you. But once you've gained their trust, they'll die for you.
Yeah.
So they tend to be very skeptical of anyone new, of people for, you know, like, why are you here? Do you have ulterior motives? Like, they're that type of person to always go to worst case. But they're also the best type of person to have in an emergency or some kind of scary situation because they have fully thought through that worst case and they know what to do. So they're very complex, but they are also amazing.
Yes. So our writer is a 6, which I just love. Like, I hope that continues even after our Enneagram episode, because mm-hmm. I feel like it just gives us such an insight into, like, the people who wrote in, you know, that they, like, label it. Anyways, so let me tell you how my boss tried to screw me over during a pandemic. It was 2019, and I landed an internship at my dream company for 2020. I was so excited to start building a career in my field. Come 2020, and I start working. It is very stressful, but I'm learning so much. Then COVID hits. My country was going into a lockdown for a few weeks, and clients were pulling out of contracts, which means the company wasn't going to be making money, which means that the interns were let go. I completely understood the situation, or kinda. We haven't been in a pandemic before, but I understood the business side of things, and I left on good terms with everyone. Fast forward 3 months later, and I got a text from my ex-boss saying that the company had received some funding and she needs to put the money into my bank account, but I need to pay it back to her. Okay. This seemed very dodge, but I am a trusting person, so I stupidly did it. A few days later, the other intern texted me saying that this money was actually money from a funding initiative that our government did to help people who were let go because of the lockdown. So it actually belonged to us. I was shocked that she would try to steal money from some interns during a pandemic.
Whoa.
I am so fortunate that my parents helped me out financially, so I did not really need the money, but it is the principle that counts. What if I or another intern really did need the money? My ex-boss has no idea about our financial situations. I asked my dad for advice because dads know everything. Yeah. And he said that I should just leave it alone. She is well known in the industry and I am a minority, so she could make things uncomfortable for me in my career one day. I took the advice but was not happy about it. A month later, she tries the same thing, asking me if she can pay me some money and then pay it back to her. But this time I can keep some of the money, aka bribe money.
Yeah.
I finally had enough and told her that this was actually illegal and that the money belongs to me. 2 days later, I received the full amount owing to me. My question is, would you have confronted her about the situation to get your money, or would you just leave it alone like my dad advised? P.S. My dad doesn't know that I confronted her and received the money. Sorry if this is so long and confusing. It wasn't. I love you guys. Love, Anonymous.
Wow.
That's nuts.
That's insane. Your boss is crazy.
Yeah, I think
it's sketchy as hell.
It's really messed up when people jump on like crisis mode. Like when people are in crisis and people take advantage of them, I feel like that's a different level of just like low. You know what I mean? It's like the guys who like look for the drunk girls to like take advantage of because they can't defend themselves. Yeah. Like it's, I feel like for her to be like, okay, this might, and straight up illegal. So for her to have the balls to be like, hey, there's this check that you need to deposit and then give back. Like that's so manipulative.
It's extremely manipulative and she has no business with your bank information.
No, that's so bold though.
Yeah.
And I think like, I mean, I don't know how old you are, Anonymous, because I don't think you said, but I know like when I was younger, there was one job I had that was kind of a like under the table payment type job. You know what I mean? Like when you're younger and you work for like a family friend or whatever. But I remember my boss told me, okay, like I'll pay for this many hours, like this amount of money per hour. But then if you go over, then it's less money. Like, so my overtime hours were less money than my regular pay hours.
Oof.
And I had never even thought about what overtime meant. So I was like, oh, okay. And then it wasn't until like I grew up a little bit and like got a real job that I was like, no, overtime hours, you make more
money
than your hourly. And I felt so just like upset and taken advantage of. So
yeah, you were.
I bet that like this situation is so frustrating.
It's got to be so frustrating. I just want to commend you for speaking up to her, because I feel like that's a scary situation, having to confront anyone older than you or in a superior position than you is terrifying, especially when it comes to money. Like money, even me and Taryn, like talking about money, it's always like, no one wants to do it.
Yeah.
But especially when it's your boss, like someone who can dramatically affect you so much. I mean, as far as the advice, I will say I'm very aware. I feel like I'm not a minority, so this does come from a more privileged place, I feel like. I would 1,000% say something. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't the first time, and I would have done exactly what you did and gone to my parents. My mom has guided me through so many work things where I've been like, is this normal?
Yeah.
And that's just life when you're like learning about the workplace and you're learning about like what your right is and what it isn't, and when you're supposed to submit and when you're supposed to challenge like your superiors. I probably would have done exactly what you did and gone straight to my parents and talked it through.
Yeah.
The second time I would have said something. And I'm just so proud that you did. I feel like that's like a huge strength to be able to stand up for yourself and confidently say like, that's wrong.
Yeah. And I think with any type of like work confrontation, because I don't necessarily like think I would have given you the advice your dad did. I get it, because I think like parents and especially like older generations can sometimes be like more conservative when it comes to like the workplace, because like it was very much so more like, if it doesn't matter if you're like right or wrong, like you respect your authority, like that kind of, which I still think is a very valid way to live your life. And I try to, for sure.
If they're worthy of that respect.
Yes. Girl. But I think like he's thinking more of, you're my daughter, I don't want you to get in a weird situation, so let's just avoid, because like you had said, like they like financially are helping you. So I think it would have been probably different advice if like you were like older and like on your own and like financially it would have hurt you. But I will say, I think confrontations, there is kind of a way around having a confrontation. Mm. And it's this. Never underestimate the power of clarifying questions.
Ooh, that's good.
So for me, I love to play dumb because it disarms the person I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. And then it also lets me like gather as much information as I need. So if I were in this scenario, I would get the check and then I would very just nonchalant be like, oh, wait, isn't this the funding initiative check? And then I guarantee if she's like, oh, shoot, like she knows what it is, she'll be like, it's the wrong thing. Like I got confused. I thought it was for this. And then it's kind of like crisis averted. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have to confront her. She's like, oh, whew, I got away with a fast one, when I'm really like, girl, I freaking read your receipt like from the beginning, you know?
Caught.
But clarifying questions, even in like arguments with people, any type of situation, never underestimate the power. And you just gently go in and say it. And if the person is guilty or doing something shady, guaranteed they're going to like backpedal, you know?
My mom would always play that with car dealers.
Oh yeah.
My mom, I don't know what it is. Like if you guys could just, let me just paint a picture. She is like the cutest, the sweetest, kindest, like most talkative, like happy neighbor next door that would help you through anything. That is my mother, like the essence of my mother. But for whatever reason, these sharks at car dealerships will come and try to pull a fast one.
Again, get us what to we're buy talking about, because she's so sweet.
But get this whole huge loan that we don't need. And my mom will just simply, same thing that Taryn just said, she'll always just be like, oh, interesting. Let me Google that, because I'm pretty sure like the dealership in the next city over is doing this for half the 0% APR or whatever. And they'd be like, oh, well, wait, like, let me, you know, and she'll just like literally talk out loud and say exactly what they're saying out loud. And then we'll all kind of hear it. And then we're all like, wait, that's that's dumb.
Yeah.
Why would we do that? And then every single time we walked out with like dirt cheap deals.
Yeah.
Mama bear coming in clutch.
Yep. So hopefully this helped and gave you some inspiration for how to handle stuff in the future. Yes. But I'm glad the number one thing, you got that money, girl.
You got that money.
I'm pumped for you on that.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and get into mine. This one is titled Nepotism Nightmare.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Hey, ladies. Thank you so much for being you. This podcast is truly what starts my week off on the best note that it can. When I finish your new episode, I immediately just pick an old one to start listening to so it doesn't have to be over just yet.
That's honestly a huge compliment because I don't even do that with some podcasts.
I don't know if I could listen to myself talk that long.
Well, yeah.
I know you can.
No, I actually don't
listen to me all the time.
Oh, you. I was like, I don't like listening to myself.
She puts, I'd like to remain anonymous, but I could really use some advice. And I think you're the ones I need to hear it from.
We got you.
I work in an entry-level position in a creative job I've always dreamed of. I've moved to LA to pursue it. And although I'm worried about the future every single day, she adds in parentheses, hello, thanks COVID.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful to be here. I've been with this job minus a little 8 month time for furlough for the past 2 years. I'm 27 years old and I'm an Enneagram 9. Hey, Ash, she puts in parentheses, what up girl? But a large portion of the pie chart also said two. So, hey, Tare.
Oh, hey.
Anyway, now into the nitty gritty. As I said, I'm in an entry level position and am really itching to move up. I feel like it's almost my time and I can't wait to really use and hone my skills. The biggest thing in my way is my supervisor, which Taryn and I didn't plan this, guys. We have like very similar emails here, which is funny.
Workplace situations.
He is so lazy while I'm so busy and working harder than I ever have. For example, every day he watches Netflix at work and sometimes even out loud if he doesn't feel like looking for his headphones.
Okay.
If someone isn't in their office, he'll just sneak in and lay down or chill alone until someone finds him. He gives me all of his work and people notice, but no one said anything. I'm too afraid to say anything because I'm one, afraid of confrontation, and two, still low on the ladder. I don't want to seem ungrateful, but it's starting to really get to me more and more lately. His job would be the next one for me to move into. But he doesn't have any desire or ambition to move.
I mean, shock.
I don't even want his job. I would like to skip it over entirely, but I don't know if it's possible because, and here's the real kicker, .. He's the boss's son.
Oh, no.
She puts in all caps, yup, and you can tell.
Oh, I get that.
It makes the whole Netflix thing makes so much sense now. Cause I was like, the audacity to do that. But he clearly feels comfortable. Yeah. I'm not saying all children that work for their parents are like this. I know some who are the hardest working ones ever. However, he is stereotypically, all caps, exactly what you'd think. His dad is the boss, so nobody can really do anything, and he knows it and takes advantage of it. He's a nice person, but a terrible worker. And an even worse supervisor. Normally, I can be very patient, work hard, and hope that everything will work out. But geez, it's hitting my last nerve. Did I mention he's out this week because he, quote, doesn't feel well?
Uh-oh.
Oh my God. I feel like that's kind of different nowadays, but yes, I hear what's happening. Weird timing because he also just got a new video game console. I know what this person Mood. Looks like.
Yeah, I know
what he does. I can hear his voice. It's so funny. She adds, it's just really hitting me lately how angry and annoyed I am about it all. I have been swamped with work and he gets to, quote, work from home. Well, we all know I'm doing everything. He's done the same job for his father for the last 10 years and I don't see that changing anytime soon. So how can I skip over his position? is what she asked. Clearly, I needed to vent, so thank you. What would you guys do if you were in my position? How would you try to move up if your boss's son is in the way? Anything would help, even if it's just a laugh. I can't wait for the dad joke, Taryn. OMG, I just realized you could go by DJ Taryn. Dad joke, Taryn. Ha, ha, ha. That's clever.
Oh my gosh.
You're DJ Taryn.
I just found my stage name.
I feel like she's about to change her Instagram handle, her Twitter handle.
Oh my God.
She adds, okay, well, I'll leave you on that note. At least I crack myself up. Thanks, ladies. Love ya, Anonymous.
Oof.
Boss's son in the way.
That's
rough. I am so like, my heart hurts for you. I personally have never been in a position like this. Have you?
Well, I'm glad that she clarified, like, it's not all people.
Right.
Because I feel like I have a unique perspective to it because I've always, like, my dad was my principal. My mom was, like, a high admin for a company that then I went to work with. Mm-hmm. So I, like, that was not acceptable. Like, my parents were harder on us than they were other people. So we didn't have that freedom to like necessarily like take the perks of family in the business, whatever.
Yeah.
So when I see people like that, which I have, I get super frustrated because I'm like, this is a personal choice you're making mm-hmm. to like reap whatever benefit you can.
Yeah.
And it's annoying because like, not only could I not have gotten away with that, like, I wouldn't have. Like, that's just not my personality.
Yeah,
you know?
It's really hard because like right off the bat, like what I want to say is I'm like, oh, well, clearly he was raised wrong and was raised that it's okay to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've met people whose parents were like the hardest working, like great parents.
Yeah.
And they were just lazy at nature.
Yeah.
like at their core, that's like something they struggled with and that was who they were. So there really is no like answer as to like why he is this way, except that he is and clearly has no drive or desire to change the way he's living his life. He's clearly content with it. So that's what the problem, but I've never been in a position where I've wanted to have the position that the son or like the mm-hmm. friend or whatever, whoever, because I've worked in places where like there was a friend or a cousin or someone mm-hmm. who was also working, but they were never in my way per se.
Yeah. And like, I like that you said that, like, we don't know his history, but there definitely has been some level of enabling. I don't mm-hmm. know at what level or, and that's my initial question would be. And again, it's hard for us to give like, spot on advice when like we only have this snippet of information.
Yes, it is hard.
But I would love to know if everybody at the job knows he is the way he is. Like, have you ever tried to talk to someone above him or like tried to like mention certain things? Mm-hmm. I know like whenever I've felt like at work I'm not getting the respect or even compensation for like the level I'm doing, like I would go to the top and I would again ask those questions of, hey, so right now, when I got hired, this was my role. Like these were all my responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Right now, currently I'm doing triple that.
Yeah.
So I would love to know, like, was there a change in my job or am I going to be compensated for the additional work. Mm-hmm. And then it'd be interesting to hear if they were like, wait, what? Why are you doing all that? Mm-hmm. Or if they're just like,
aware.
Whatever. Because then if you approach it that way and they're like, why are you doing all that work? You can be like, homeboy, what's his name? She doesn't say his name. I'm going to say Colin. He sounds like a Colin. Like Colin gives me all these tasks every day.
Yeah.
And most of the time I can't find him to ask for clarification.
Yeah.
So I would maybe approach it in kind of like a roundabout type way mm-hmm. where you could innocently be like, oh, I wasn't trying to get anyone in trouble. I just was making sure that I was getting fairly compensated for the work that I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a couple things you could do here. My quiet, non-confrontational self, but also and in many ways competitive self would start marking all the work mm-hmm. with my name on it. in little ways, just okay. little ways. Like, it doesn't have to be like your full name or done by, you know, mm-hmm. Ashley, but I would start leaving my mark on absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Filing, simple emails. Like, I would add my name because, like,
why? CC the boss. Like, that's always,
you
know, a good one.
Like, you can do things to make sure that it's clear that you're involved in everything.
Yeah.
So there's kind of like a paper trail of all the work that you've been doing, along with hopefully the witnesses of all the yeah. other employees as well. And that's just something I would do to just one, track everything myself. And also yes. if like shit hit the fan one day, you could be like, have you seen everything I've been doing?
Yeah.
Yep. You know, there it is. And there's proof. The next thing, like Taryn said, is something you said was that you're low on the totem pole still, but you mentioned that you've been there for 2 years. So maybe your position is lower than his, but you have definitely been there long enough, I think, to voice your opinion and complaints confidently. Because I would be scared if I was brand new, but 2 years, I've yeah. been there long enough to where I can go have a meeting with the boss.
Yeah.
So here's what I think you need to do. I think you need to figure out exactly how mad you are. Are we just annoyed? You know, is this something we can work with every single day? Is it bothering us, but not too bad? Or is this infuriating and getting in the way of your work? If it's the latter, because you've been there for 2 years and because clearly you are a hard worker and doing your job, I think you have every right to call a meeting with the big boss and say that you want fair pay. Because if you're doing all the work, in my opinion, if it were me, I'd be like, that's fine. Clearly I can handle it. Pay me more.
Yeah.
You know? And I would just kind of like throw that at the boss in a very polite way, obviously, and say, listen, I've been doing this, 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 this. I'm loving it. I feel like I'm doing it well. I feel like I'm getting into the flow of all this new work that's been coming my way. But it is not what I was hired on for. So I would love, you know,
yeah.
I would love a raise to represent the work that I'm doing yeah. for the business. And I think that'll very nicely put a little package on the desk of the big man for him to be able to say, okay, something's going on here.
Yeah.
Let me deal with it. You know,
too. I mean, you could also just like inquiring about a higher position mm-hmm. is not weird. Like,
yeah.
I think it's okay for you to go in and be like,
fully pitch yourself.
Yeah. Be like, you know, I've been with this company for a while. My workload has honestly like tripled in the past, like whatever. And, I really would love a chance to grow. I'm looking for it. Like, I would love this type of position, and just be specific about that. It's not the supervisor position, yeah. you know, and just see what they say. And then I am going to give one petty piece of advice.
Do it.
If every single person that works with you has the same complaints, you know, you could
kick them out.
Type an anonymous letter, mail from a post office, so there's not return address. Mm-hmm. Straight to the boss, and very maturely just lay out the concerns you have. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that is a more like petty, shady way to deal with it, and there could be like inquiry on like who did it.
Yes, but also like the family's dynamic changes things a lot.
Yes.
It does.
And if there's HR involved, like you should be able to talk to them and be like, you could always do this too. You could always go in and say, hey, I don't want my name attached to this, but I just want you to know there is a very unhealthy work atmosphere right now and a lot of frustration because so-and-so is doing things that people don't agree with, but people don't feel like they have the safety to complain about it because he is the boss's son. Mm-hmm. And then if HR does their job right, they'll look deeper into that and hopefully be there.
Which also, if you say you want to be anonymous, they have to.
Yeah, they like, have
legally,
to.
Legally, they can't share anything. So,
but I mean, so there's options of ways you can like tiptoe around it or just be upfront. But either way, I think
only you can decide.
Yeah. Which and is like Ash said, you got to figure out like, like if you're miserable, then honestly, maybe ruffling some feathers. And then if that means you move to a different job, like maybe that's what it was meant to be, you mm-hmm. know? So I think just like weigh everything out. Obviously, like I don't know, talk to people in your life that know at all the situations and can ask questions back. Mm-hmm. And then good luck.
Also, power in numbers. Like Taryn said, if all these people are witnessing all of this and witnessing you, but just don't feel safe saying anything, what you could do is you could go to the boss yourself, but also beforehand talk to the fellow employees and be like, hey, I'm going to complain. Mm-hmm. And I would love to know if like I can use your name as like a witness or someone that the boss can also meet with and confirm everything that I have to say. You know what I mean? Because you saying one thing says a lot, but five employees backing you up, that's a whole different story. Yeah, yeah.
No, for sure.
And also Netflix at work. Come on. Come on. I mean, that's like, that's not just being lazy. That is like lazy at the most confident, ballsy position.
That's why I'm like, does the dad not, like, is the dad in the same offices and he just doesn't care? Or if like,
maybe the dad like moves around to different locations a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And the son's supervising the like, I don't know, LA location or what I mean?
Yeah. I think you definitely should just like
fight the good fight.
Yeah. Dip your toe it's in time. See where it.
Also, you've spent 2 years there. I don't want you wasting any more time there if this is not the right place for you. Sometimes you got to shake it up and try new things. Yeah. But either way, Anonymous, stoked for you.
Yes.
Stick it to the man. Do what you got to do. Get your team rallied around you and get your money. I'm very excited for you. If you do any of the things we just said, please give us an update email because I want to know exactly what went down.
But also,
if he gets fired.
With all of our advice, it ultimately is your choice if you follow it. And if bad things happen, don't.
Taryn and I did not force you to quit your job.
No.
I just want to throw that out there.
We should probably start saying it at the beginning.
We should probably clarify everything, yes. Taryn, want to wrap it up with a dad joke?
I would love to. Oh my gosh, this is a good one. Okay. Did you hear about the circus fire?
Circus fire? No.
It was intense. Oh my.
That's a good one. Wait, that's a good one.
I know.
DJ Taryn.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thanks.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're at the end of this episode, we love you the most. Don't tell everybody else.
It's our favorite.
ASMR. We will talk to you guys in the next episode, which will be coming every Monday. As you guys know, again, don't forget to go to our Instagram, take the poll, be a part of the poll. We need you to do your part so that we can do our part for you. Got it? Got it. Cool.
Valid.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.